set it up that's called Beautiful Inside and Out Scale, because, well, tragically, my 13-year-old daughter took her own life last June. She'd gone to school and come home, and had come home to find that she'd taken her own life. And 2 days before, she had told me that she, why she'd been feeling down, and I thought we'd made a breakthrough, because she'd said that she told me a few things that were upsetting her, and who and why was causing it. And but she seemed to be more positive and decide who she was going to focus on different things. And she'd been really pleased because some boys at school had told her that she was beautiful, and I had said, "But darling, you are. The difference is you're beautiful inside and out." And she just sort of laughed and smiled at me wistfully, and just sort of, you know, she was really quite pleased, and I was so delighted because I thought it made her feel good, and I thought she was getting on with it and was going to, you know, everything was going to be better. But then less than 48 hours later, she was gone, so I don't know. I didn't know what to do, you know, everything's been so awful. It's been so difficult to find support from professional bodies, like for ourselves and obviously for Jenna's 6-year-old sister. So because of the difficulty I had found trying to find support, I just felt as if I had to do something positive from it, because Jenna was such a special person and I couldn't make it all be for nothing. So decided to set up a charity with some encouragement from some people that had known her and myself. And it just seemed fitting to call it Beautiful Inside and Out, because that's what I told her that she was. In terms of support that we have sought, you know, it's just what we felt was that, you know, when you have a baby, you've got someone coming in to see you every day for 10 days. You've got a midwife or a health visitor, you know. Our daughter took her own life. We went to the hospital with her and we had to walk out and leave her there and, you know, never to see her again. And nobody came to visit us. We're just left on our own, left to deal with everything.
Really surprising. I've never heard that. So, how did that make you feel? Were you angry?
Well, just really felt let down. You know, we'd a visit from, you know, obviously my doctor, local GP, he's great and could go and see him. But, you know, just felt as if there should be some specialised service that somebody would be there on hand, you know, to help you through or to make us feel that we weren't totally alone. But basically we were, you know, just completely left to our own devices, apart from the CID visiting to get some information and take Jenna's laptop away. There was nothing, no support at all. So I knew how we felt, but I could verbalise these feelings and talk to people and talk to friends and have great friends. But, you know, my daughter was only just turned 5 the week before, and, you know, she was trying to, you know, figure all this out for herself, and it's really difficult for her. She went to school one day and came home and never saw her sister again. You know, and we had to deal with her emotions and try and put the mask on, as we talk about it every day. You've got to go to work, and people, a year and a half on, people just think that, you know, you're fine and everything's okay, but it never will be again. But you've got to function and cope for everyone else. So we just felt as if we needed to put something in place. Still a bit woolly, but, you know, we're just in touch with various people to try and sort something out, even a group for bereaved parents, but it's through suicide, because I just feel it's quite different.
Losing your child in any way is difficult, but in the circumstances that you did, is unthinkable. And obviously it does affect lots of other parents as well. So this group specifically focuses on that.
It'd be, because there is a great group for bereaved parents, but I just feel it's important that it's specific to, you know, parents of suicide victims, because there are so many different feelings of guilt and, you know, all sorts of things attached to that, that you weren't able to save that person. Although people might say, you know, it's mental illness, etc., but there's so many different aspects to it, different reasons for it, especially at that young age. Basically, yeah, she was upset about a couple of things, and we had just wanted to make things more positive for her. But sadly, she wasn't the kind of girl that came in and told you everything and complained about people. She couldn't understand why people weren't kind to each other. She was just so compassionate about people.
I suppose, you know, that's why you're sort of doing this charity in her name, because it's you being kind to other people as well. So is it sort of, are you putting her memory out there through this charity, is it?
Yeah, right? So that's just something, you know, that it'll be Jenna's legacy, basically, like, you know, something that'll be in her memory. But I didn't want her name even to be in the charity because I didn't want it to be about her specifically. You know, obviously it's to help other people in the same situation or to prevent. It's also to do with suicide prevention. We want to have a group with different aspects, different layers to it. You know, like have a group for bereaved parents from suicide, but also have some kind of workshops going on, maybe in schools or different establishments that will promote positive feelings in young people. You know, not just... not focus on, like, you know, the causes of suicide, but actually to focus on how special they are, you know, how great they are, and make people feel good about themselves, especially at that age when hormones flying and everything's really difficult, you know. It's just a really difficult time, and I feel there's a huge gap, like, even in education for that.
You're absolutely right. We did a campaign called State of Mind across the whole of the UK, just looking at some of the issues that young people face at that age, and there's just not enough support, is there? Mm-hmm. Is that what you feel?
Yes, I just feel there really hasn't been. It's maybe people are becoming more aware now with this, but really we've been left to cope on our own. And so if that's happened, you know, we've actually been at the forefront of it, then, you know, children that are troubled, you know, that you have no idea how many kids are obviously contemplating this. You know, we didn't find out until afterwards that Jenna had been researching this for several months, you know. She didn't speak to anyone, like, specifically about that. So it's difficult.
Yeah. What kind of people have you met through setting up this group? What stage are you at?
Just really, to be honest, like, because we've had further tragedy. My sister died in the summer, so we haven't been able to do as much as we wanted this year, but we are kind of in the throes of just setting up a group and also in discussion with various people to... although I'm kind of trying to work on something myself that can be put into any establishment that wants it. It might not be this area, maybe a different area. And also the suicide prevention training that you can go on. So just various things that we're dabbling in at the moment. But just really to raise awareness just now. And, like, I've actually been approached by some pupils from schools in Ayr who had heard about the charity, which I was really touched about, and it just shows that young people are interested and they are aware, you know, that this is a problem. They'd actually said that they were asked at school to sort of focus on any charity at all, and they'd researched lots and lots of charities and they wanted to focus on this one and try and raise money for it because it was close to their heart, because they were aware that there was a problem with teenage suicide and with feelings amongst their own peer group towards that. So I thought it was amazing that they had come up with that themselves, and they were aware and they wanted to raise further awareness, and just really mature young people, you know, the same age as Jenna, actually. And I think that's why it's touched them, because they realise it's quite close to home. I've had so many parents that have come to me and said they're concerned about their children since Jenna died, and have said that, you know, it could have been their child because they've been through similar things. They've had the same problems at school, they've had the same problems, you know, within their peer groups, within just society in general, just different sort of values, you know, that these days, I think. And there's so much pressure on young people for various reasons and so many different reasons. It could be pressure from work or, you know, problems with friends, bullying, anything at all. You know, it's not just one aspect that can lead to this. So we want to just be out there to help anyone.
Absolutely. I think sometimes people underestimate it because at that age you're having fun, you're at school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they think that the worries sort of start when you're working and you've got mortgage and bills and things. Mm-hmm. But it starts so much earlier than that, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
So what's next? What's the plan?
I've had a few fundraising events, like jewellery party, just sort of low-key things. Mm-hmm. I've been approached by a few people that want to do my cousin's daughter in here. She's organising a gig and 14th of February, and a few other people have organised things for us. So at the minute it's kind of sort of double layered. We're sort of raising funds to try and do something with it, but at the same time we want to set up a group which would involve, like, going getting premises for that, or maybe a sort of place where young people can go and, you know, take part in activities. But really just I'm at the stage of going around and asking people what would help them, and just I've been in touch with a few parents who the same thing has happened to them, and just trying to get a group set up at the moment for that, for anyone that's interested, because we haven't really put it out there, you know, like advertised particularly, but that's the plan, to do that like after the new year, because I think it'll be probably quite surprising how many people are affected, you know, whether it's happened to them or they're concerned about it. Because I know from ourselves, we've just, for me, tried to get help. It all seemed to be in England. We couldn't get anybody local, even just to help Sophie, my other daughter. Finally got some support, but that's a year and a half down the line, and it's not started yet. So we just feel as if, even, you know, I have found out that play therapy for siblings of suicide victims. She doesn't know what happened to Jenna at the moment, but I know she will find out. And, you know, she's suffering really badly. She misses her sister so much. Every day she talks about her, and it's just heartbreaking.
Especially this time of year.
Yeah, I know.
And she's the hardest.
Yes, I think every day, you know, to be honest, people say, oh, Christmas is going to be so hard, but to me it's just another day. It's every day is like that. It's not just Christmas, you know, it feels like that every single day. My first thought is Jenna waking up and I know she's not there. And that's hard going.
Are you? Is that something you're going to include in the group as well, the sibling part of it?
Yes. Well, I would foresee that, you know, some of the money could be used to help fund, you know, the play therapy, say, for siblings. And although I'm saying it's specifically for suicide victims, it's basically because I wanted to help that aspect of things, because there is some help for other children, although even that has been hard to find, to be honest. But I just feel because of the situation, I would like some of the money to go towards helping siblings of suicide victims as well.
That's amazing.
Of all ages. So
how can people support the charity? Is there a website yet, or is there a Facebook page?
Not yet, and that's the thing. I've been trying to set up Just Giving, and of course over the Christmas festive season, it'll be like January, so maybe the first week in January. Yeah. So if people want to have a look out for that, that'd be great. Yeah. The email address is just basically the words Beautiful Inside and Out. SCIO@gmail.com. If anybody wants to contact me, you know, like with donations or with ideas, or with, you know, if they want to tell me about anything that they've experienced, or anybody that needs support, then that's the charity.